AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump's renewed his threats of retaliation against North Korea, declaring that the U.S. military is locked and loaded.
If anything happens to Guam, there's going to be big, big trouble in North Korea.
He spoke at his New Jersey golf resort after meeting with cabinet members. The president said that he was calling on China to intervene. Japan says that it started deploying its land-based missile interception system, just in case. In Guam, some residents say that they're uneasy, but Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Okiozo says they are prepared at the Anderson Air Force Base.
We feel safe here right now. And that's what this continuous bomber presence does. It assures our allies and deters our adversaries.
Rhode Island Congressman David Cicilline is asking House leaders to reconvene to vote on legislation that would prohibit a preemptive strike against North Korea unless the president gets congressional approval. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says U.S. diplomats in Havana, Cuba, have been the victims of health attacks that left them with hearing loss. Five diplomatic workers had to return to the U.S. early, and at least one Canadian diplomat also had to be treated for hearing loss. Fire officials in Exeter, New Hampshire, say they don't know what sickened dozens of workers in a hospital ER despite testing, but they're going to scrub it down before reopening. The father of the Australian woman who was shot by a police officer in Minneapolis when she was reporting a crime says it shouldn't have happened.
Justine should not have died. This is wrong on every level.
He spoke at a memorial service for Justine Damon.
We've all heard the horror stories.
A judge on Friday has thrown out the former radio host's lawsuit against Taylor Swift. He accused her of getting him fired because she accused him of groping her. Her case is still ongoing. This is AP Radio News. A cancer patient is thanking a Southwest Airlines employee for going above and beyond the call of duty.
We've all heard the horror stories when it comes to airline service, but here's a heartwarming one. A woman called customer service last month at Pittsburgh International Airport after her luggage failed to arrive on a Southwest flight. The bag contained medication that helps her with the side effects of chemo. Stacy Hurt spoke with Sarah Rowan of Southwest, who tracked down the luggage, but the last courier had left for the night. She drove to Hurt's home at about 3 a.m., leaving it on the doorstep. Hurt found the luggage the next morning with a handwritten note, "Kick that cancer's butt." I'm Shelley Adler.
There's a wildfire burning at Glacier National Park in Montana. It has stranded a group of hikers, blocking their access route. They're just going to stay put while rangers have let out about three dozen other hikers to safety. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.